Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Henry Hill, and I will be guiding you through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift of God's. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath, and let's take a couple deep breaths here. Join me in the prayers out loud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as give us our debts, as we give our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is a kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
During the season of Lent, we're going to be reading the Apostles' Creed together each day. For now, you can listen to the words, and I bet soon we'll have it memorized to be able to say it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Today I'll be reading from the Peace Table. After Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, the Spirit led him to the wilderness. Yeah. He did not eat anything for 40 days and nights. Can you believe it? By that time, he was scarily hungry.
Desperately
hungry. The tempter came to him. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become loaf of bread. But just for food. Instead, he said, the scriptures say we do not live by bread alone. The word of God gives us life. The tempter took Jesus to the top of the temple in Jerusalem and said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down there, for the scripture says, God will send angels to protect you. You cannot even put your foot on a stone. Jesus did not do that. Instead, he said, the scripture also say, do not test the Lord your God. The tempter took him to very high and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, I'll give you all the glory and power of these kingdoms. Bow down and worship me. But Jesus went out to that. Instead he said, go away from me. The scriptures say, only worship the Lord your God. The tempter left him. The angels came to take care of him. I wonder why the tempter started to think Jesus. I wonder if the tempter started to think Jesus was not the Son of the God. Of God. I wonder if Jesus tells the tempter why Jesus tells the tempter to go away. Why did the tempter try to convince Jesus to jump off the temple and bow down to him? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my ears, may my eyes see God, people as God. May ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. And may my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters of Christ, as your attention return to what had happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and be safe of God, Father, Son, and peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.